All right, guys, just want to say thank you guys so much for supporting me on my new podcast. It is currently ranked number 4 in the Spotify charts, and that feels very good. Thank you so much. This podcast is sponsored by Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. Happy Dad Hard Seltzer has been crushing it in sales, and we just came out with this new fruit punch flavor, and it's now available. That and our new flavor that also just came out, banana, are my favorite flavors. I want to say thank you guys for always supporting us, and if you haven't tried Happy Dad, go to your local gas station, grocery store, or bar to try. You can find Happy Dad close to you by going to happydad.com/find, or you can order it on GoPuff, Instacart, or Drizzly. You need to be 21 plus to buy and drink Happy Dad. Make sure to drink responsibly. And I want to say a big thank you for Spotify and Apple for supporting the audio version of my podcast. The full video is going to be on Rumble, rumble.com/SteveWillDoIt. So if you guys don't know, I was booted off of YouTube in August, and I honestly don't know the reason, if it's me, you know, gifting President Trump a Rolex, or me openly supporting Andrew Tate, Top G. I really don't know. I don't really care. But luckily, I have Rumble, and I upload on Rumble every single week, Thursday at 8:30 Eastern. I say a lot of things that come off as dark humor, and fucking Rumble does not judge me, so please visit my Rumble page and create an account and support me if you can. Let's get into the second episode of my podcast. So this podcast is just going to be basically just me and my fiance, Selena, my producer, and then I have my co-producer, John Shahidi. So John Shahidi is texting me after Christmas, and he's like, hey, crazy idea, start your own fucking podcast and I'll help you out with ideas. I said, John, you're fucking nuts. It's going to be the worst podcast in the world. Everyone's going to hate it. And he kind of just motivated me and encouraged me to do it, and I fucking did it. So I really hope you guys enjoy. It's the beginning of my podcast journey, and I feel like it's going to be really bad at first, but I'll keep getting better. And I just want to say a shout out to podcasts like Two Bears, One Cave, and the Tim Dillon Show for really motivating me to do this, because it's like guys like you, like Bert and Tom and Tim Dillon, that I look up to. So I just want to say a big shout out to you guys. Let's get on to episode 2. Hello, guys. Welcome to the official podcast of Steve Will Do It, the Steve Will Do It Show. We are on Spotify audio only, and we are on Rumble, rumble.com/SteveWillDoIt for the video version. And I want to say thank you guys so much for the support on the podcast. We are ranked number 5 in the U.S. for top podcasts on Spotify, which is crazy. I never thought in a million years I would have my own podcast, yet here we are. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for the support. Selena, my producer, what do you think about the Steve Will Do It Show being ranked top 5?
I'm very proud of you, and it's so amazing. It's really cool. It's crazy it happened in a week.
Crazy, and it's crazy in a week. We already landed a huge partnership. This podcast is sponsored by Pfizer. Pfizer, make sure to get your boosters, triple boosters, quadruple boosters, everything Pfizer. We love Pfizer. We live, breathe, sleep Pfizer. So did you see the most recent video of the Pfizer CEO getting like grilled by some reporters? They were asking him a bunch of questions, whatever the questions were, but he refused to answer anything.
I didn't see it. Look it up. Yeah.
If I wasn't sponsored by Pfizer, I'd be like, dude, you should, these are some legitimate questions you should answer. But now that we're sponsored by Pfizer, leave the fucking guy alone. He's just trying to go for a walk. I don't know if he's with his wife or anything, but leave the fucking guy alone. But yeah, Pfizer, we love him. And then also I'm doing some free sponsorships for my friends. TPT, Timepiece Trading. The best place to get watches / jewelry. Neil from Timepiece Trading, shout out to him. We have Truff Hot Sauce. Truff Hot Sauce is owned by my friend named Tal. It is truffle hot sauce, and it is fucking fantastic, Truff Hot Sauce. We have the Red Rock Casino, the best casino in Las Vegas. They treat me so good. I love them. Red Rock Casino. We also have Power Slap. Power Slap is on TBS. The shit's insane. Power Slap, it's very entertaining to watch. That is on Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern on TBS. And then they have the After Hours edition or whatever the fuck it is. They have that exclusive on Rumble, rumble.com/PowerSlap. So yeah, let's get into the podcast. Selena, you have been gone for what, like 2 weeks? A week?
Yeah, I've been gone for a week.
And so when you came back yesterday, I wanted you on as producer so bad. There was no flights yesterday, so I flew you on a private plane to come and shoot the podcast. How'd you feel about that?
It was amazing. It was such a nice plan. I got to lay down, sleep.
It was nice. Yeah, so the jet I could have got for, I could have got you a $5,000 cheaper jet with a propeller planes, and you would have been just as happy, but I kind of wanted to impress your mom, because I knew she was going to be on it, so I got you the nice jet. I figured, yeah,
my mom is also here.
Yeah, but I figured I'd have, like, better chances if, I don't know, I got her, like, a nice jet.
She really liked it.
Did she?
It was her first time on a private jet, and it was amazing.
Sweet. What was she wearing?
Leggings and a t-shirt.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay. That's incredible. And then it's funny, when you came here, I told you, I thought you were going to be mad at me, but I was telling you the story, how I was trying to smoke backwoods, right? And yeah. So I decided to hang out with a black girl named Lauren, and she came over and we smoked some backwoods, and you were so cool with it. Why were you so cool with it?
I don't know.
Are you not, like, you don't care if I, like, hang out with black chicks?
I just think that so-called black chick is non-existent.
She is very existent. I don't know how to roll backwoods. Who rolled backwoods for me?
I don't know. Any of your friends? I asked to see a picture, and you were like, meh. You wouldn't show me, so I don't think she's real.
Oh. Well, it is very real, so...
Show us a picture, then.
I didn't want to show you a picture because you're going to think she's too hot, and you're probably going to get mad at me, but it's not like that. Okay. It's really not like that. Like, I seriously was like, I wanted to smoke backwoods, and she, you know, she was there for me. I'm not kidding. I was telling you, like, I was, like, opening up. I was like, fuck, I feel guilty about this, but I didn't do anything.
You said you guys watched a movie together.
Yeah, we watched that Ice Cube movie. Was it Barbershop? Yeah, we watched it. It was Ice Cube. I don't know. It was nice. Yeah, it was really good. Hanging out, black girls are, like, they're fun to hang out with, right?
I'm not fun?
No, I mean, I'm just saying. They're a little more, I don't know, like, what's the word? Spicy? I don't know. That's a bad word. That's a bad word. I don't mean it like that. They're not spicy. They're black. I don't know. They're fun. Fucking black people are fun as fuck. Did you hear Chop G is going to stay in jail for an extra 30 days? Did you hear that?
Stay in jail?
Yeah, they extended.
How is he tweeting?
What'd you say?
How is he tweeting?
Come on. Producer, he has someone else running his account.
What?
What, you thought Andrew Tate was in fucking jail tweeting? In Romania jail tweeting?
I thought maybe he had... honestly, I thought that he had gotten out of jail, and I thought he was just like, what? So that's not you. That was on you. What?
So you thought he got out of jail and was tweeting how he's in jail?
No, I mean, no.
He's still in jail, so free Top G. He's going through it. That's it. I know you support Top G. I just like to talk about him because I have a female producer that supports Top G fully.
Wait, I'm so mind-fucked. I thought that maybe he had just gotten out, like, 2 days later and was, like, just pissed and tweeting.
That would have been incredible. But anyways, did you see the Full Send podcast where Bradley confronted Steiny about his Botox? Even though it's not a big deal, the Botox, but Steiny said he was chilling with a girl and the girl just had a Botox lady come and he was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Is that true? Because Steiny, you're the one that told me that Steiny got Botox. So did he just, was just chilling with a girl and it just so happened a Botox lady come in and he's like, fuck it, I'll try it.
I'm not trying to out him or anything, but like a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, no, he told me he went to an appointment in an office with his sister, like when he went to go visit his family.
He went, it was with his sister.
Clip.
Okay. Yeah, it was on the Folsom podcast. Bradley confronted Steiny, and it's not a big deal, but the thing is, Steiny gets really bothered that I tweet that he does Botox. Like, he's texting John, like, yo, John, can you please tell Steve to stop? He texted him on Christmas. Can you please tell Steve to stop? He ruined my Christmas.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly. But I guess his reaction and how defensive he gets is what's funny.
Hilarious. Steiny's ruined more than my Christmas. Steiny is the perfect example to never fucking hire white people. Because white people absolutely suck as employees. And I guarantee you that. So you have, if you're late to an airport and you have fucking, let's see, Eric, this white guy, or you have Muhammad, who the fuck's going to rush to get you to the airport? Who's going to break some rules? Who's going to get you there fast? Muhammad. White people absolutely suck as employees. My experience hiring white people. The two white people I've hired, I have issues with. They want to fucking squeeze every single dollar out of you. Nothing. Nelson here, Ecuadorian. Don't hear a fucking peep out of him. He never fucked up one time in his life. The only time he's ever fucked up is by, honestly, Nelson, the only time he's ever fucked up is by getting me, like, the wrong flavor of a drink or something like that. Like, you get me strawberry banana protein when I want chocolate or some shit. That's why Tyler, that's the guy behind the camera, asked, did I not ask you today, yo, what ethnicity are you? Yeah, I asked, and you said, Mexican, Puerto Rican. I was like, dude, that's so fire. I'm happy to work with you. Yeah, it's, I'm telling you, hiring white people sucks. They are not, they're lazy, they're entitled, and it's, I don't know. Especially every single person I rely on in life that gets shit done is like Spanish, Mexican, anything but white. All the valet guys that I rely on that take care of me, they're all, none of them are white. And the one white fucking valet driver, or the one white guy, the guy snitches on 6ix9ine. Didn't that guy, is the one that snitched on 6ix9ine? The one white dude sees 6ix9ine's friends, whatever, they fucked up. 6ix9ine was even there. I wasn't even there. But he saw something that 6ix9ine's friends were doing, and basically he snitched, whatever it was, and got 6ix9ine banned from my building. White people absolutely fucking suck, especially Steiny. But speaking of Steiny, do you remember that Andrew Scholes podcast we did in New York?
Yeah, Steiny blew it.
Yeah, it was never uploaded to the Full Send podcast. We sat down with the legendary Andrew Scholes, and we did a podcast with him, and it never went up because Andrew Scholes just sniffed out Steiny's bullshit and just kind of, like, went at him a bit. And after it, Steiny was crying to everyone that we cannot upload the episode, and they did not upload the episode. You were there for that, right?
I was. Andrew Scholes loved you, but he was just, like, he did not like Steiny's energy. Like, he was just not...
Yeah, he hated his energy. That's it. Like, and he just felt like he was a bullshitter, and I was fucking loving it.
I was like, my jaw dropped at the things he was like saying to Steiny. I was like, oh shit.
It was crazy. And did you ever watch Andrew Scholes' infamous comedy special?
I think I did after that.
It's so good. And I was bummed that the podcast didn't go live because me and Andrew had a great conversation on one of his jokes he had. He had a joke about how like all those kids, you know, obviously, you know, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, we fucking love Michael, especially we love Little Michael too.
Yeah,
I love Black Little Michael just as much as I love adult white Michael. We are huge fans of Michael Jackson. But anyways, he had a great little bit in his comedy special where basically he was saying those kids that claimed they got touched by Michael Jackson should be fucking honored. And the kids that told were a bunch of snitches. Like, what, you got a fucking blowjob by the King of Pop? Like, you really gonna complain? And we had such a good conversation on the podcast. I really wish it went live, but I thought it was bullshit that podcast didn't go live because Steiny was just so insecure.
Yeah, it would have been really funny.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Guys, I've been winning in life wearing suits. I truly have been winning in life. I can't lose in life wearing suits besides the Buccaneers game. I bet $50,000 on the Buccaneers. I went to Tampa to watch the game. I had my red Gucci suit on, and last second, I took it off because I was like, I've never been to a football game. Do I really want to go to a football game wearing a suit and then regret it and be like, oh, I'm just too uncomfortable? Anyways, I ended up not wearing the suit. And I lost, and I feel like if I would have wore the suit, I would have won the 50 grand, which would have been like 60, 70 grand profit. But I am thankful because I won my my picks on Prize Picks for Tom Brady, and then I had the Cowboys quarterback too. I was betting on both of them, but I'm happy I won that. I won like 6 grand, but I still lost 50 grand, which sucks. It was because I didn't wear a suit, I think. Do you like me wearing suits, though?
Yeah. You look good.
Yeah. I wore my best suit today because your mom's here.
I like that one. I think that one's my favorite. And you have the same one in white. It's really clean.
Yeah, I wore this one because it's, like, tighter, and your mom was in here, so I don't know. I'm just trying to, like...
I don't think she cares.
I think one day it's going to happen. You know, one day, right?
It's funny because, obviously, like, the viewers can't smell him, but he also drenches himself in, like, his best cologne.
Really good cologne, right?
Whenever he's around my mom.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And, yeah.
But anyways, about the Buccaneers game, I really, really, really hope Tom Brady does not fucking retire. Because you know how much I love Tom Brady, right?
I know, yeah.
He's like everything to me. Him and fucking Gordon Ramsay. Seriously. Who's my favorite person right now?
Me, Tom Brady, and Gordon Ramsay.
Yes. And it's so funny because Gordon Ramsay's honestly changed my life. Like, when I go to... Do you remember we went to the restaurant in... where were we? We were in Mammoth. And they served me... chicken wings and fucking ramen. And usually I would just eat everything because it was, like, decent. But I just took a bite and I was like, yo, this is not MasterChef quality. This is shit. And I just didn't eat any of it. So then my palate has really grown watching MasterChef. It's pretty incredible. It's changed my life.
Yeah. Now you're eating gecko steak every single day.
Yes, yes.
You can't eat any less.
Oh my God, I spend $250 on dinner every single night just for myself for the past 6 nights getting the finest steak. Oh yeah, did you see Bradley open up his new gym, Sal? Sioux Culture too?
Yeah, and I saw him, yes, he was so angry that you didn't go.
Bradley? The fact that I didn't get on a flight and fly 6 hours to California for his fucking gym opening where he launders money, charges $400 for a day pass, underage chicks gets free membership, which I find that odd, but if you're an underage chick and you like to hit the gym, then fucking good for you because you have a free membership at Zoo Culture. But he was so mad at me for not traveling 6 hours. He calls me and he's being serious and he says, I'm a fake bitch. When he sees me next, he's going to slap the shit out of me. Being serious.
What?
Yes.
He had so many influencers there. Like, it was packed.
It was packed. But Bradley, the disrespect. I mean, the amount of shit I've done for Bradley and the amount of money I've spent on Bradley and his, like, team and everything is disgusting. And then he just hits me with, I'm fake. It's on site when he sees me and all that. But we're good now. I don't know why he was so upset, but we're good. I'm actually going to see him on Tuesday, and today is Sunday, so I'm going to see... So if you're watching this, I'm going to see Bradley today, which is going to be cool.
You should bring your bodyguard.
No. We're cool. I talked out. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, fucking... I didn't want to travel 6 hours. I was going through shit.
That would be funny, though.
Well, I would love to bring a bodyguard that could fuck up Brad, but... Then again, Brad's got such a temper. Like, to even test Brad would be kind of scary.
I don't know who would win a fight, Arthur or Bradley.
Arthur's my security guard. He wrestles. I feel like Arthur would take Bradley just because he wrestles. Did you see that I tweeted that I was hiring somebody and that you can make $60,000 to $1 million per year, depending on how good you are?
Oh, I didn't have to see it. My business email was being blown up with 50 emails a day.
Everybody that's close to me was getting blown up. And every single morning when I wake up, there's kids just outside just like wanting to talk to me, giving me can I give you a 2-minute elevator pitch? Can I give you my resume? I'm looking for the assistant. Basically, I'm still looking. And I guess there's one rule. Can't be fucking white because white people suck. They suck. They say they see that you make this amount of money and they want to fucking put their little greedy paws all over it. They do. It's disgusting. They don't, like, that's why Tyler, the guy behind me recording, I said, yo, what's your ethnicity before coming this? Like, if you said white or anything, I'm just like, you get the fuck out of here. Thank God he said Mexican, Puerto Rican. I was so happy. But I was like, I'm really serious about this position. I'll let you guys know so you guys can try to get hired. But basically, I want to have someone that can give me really good ideas, is a really good people person talker, which is a good quality app, but I want ideas for my Rumble videos, but I also just want guidance on, like, basically through social media. I'm kind of looking for someone that knows social media, because on Instagram, you know, I can get 200,000 likes for a photo, or I can get 500,000, 600,000, so I kind of want someone that can give me ideas like that. It's like, hey, yo, here's an idea for a photo. Here's an idea for a video. It's going to bang. I just want, it's not a hard job necessarily, but you just have to know your shit. So I'm still looking, and I won't hire anybody white. Dealing with white people working for you, it's just, it never goes good, you know? Did you see that, you know Alec Baldwin? The guy from Cat in the Hat? We just watched Cat in the Hat recently.
The
fucking husband. He's in a bunch of other movies. I'm just saying Cat in the Hat because it was recent. But you see how he's getting charged for involuntary manslaughter or whatever the fuck you call it, because on a movie set, he accidentally shot and killed a bitch. Did you see that?
I heard about it. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but he's just now like getting charged. I don't know. I think that's kind of bullshit just because there's no way that he had any intention of shooting and killing this bitch. It's not like he brought his live ammo to the movie scene. I've done a commercial before. All I know is that you don't have to fucking bring anything. They give you everything. Like, the movie is going to give him the props and shit. It's not like he brought his own loaded gun. It's not like, hey, Alec Baldwin, we're doing a scene where you shoot a bitch, you kill her. Can you make sure to bring a prop gun? Make sure to bring a gun. There's no way. I just don't think that it was his fault at all. Just because I think they handed him a fucking gun with live ammunition in it. And I don't think that's his fault. So I stand with Alec Baldwin.
I think whoever handed him the gun should have gotten charged, right?
Yeah, or someone else, not Alec Baldwin. That's just how I feel. Yo, guys, that's the podcast. I want to say we were just filming this on video. We lost the entire video because I invited a homeless guy here to, you know, try to give him some money because he fucking had a dog and I felt bad. I was trying to give him some money, give him a job. He came here high as a kite, started dancing and singing, stepped on our cables. We lost complete video. So this is a complete audio only. I'm so sorry, Rumble. I'm sorry, fucking Chris, CEO of Rumble, because I know I let you down here, but that's it. I'm kind of bummed out because just you're trying to help someone out. They come here high as a kite, start dancing, step on your cords. And yeah, video's gone, but shit happens. You guys can't see my beautiful suit. But the thing is about that is now I can wear this suit next week because I'm doing a different suit once a week and I'll never wear the same suit. So at least one good thing about it is I can wear this same suit next week, which is cool. So guys, if you guys are watching it and you enjoy it, please give this a 5-star rating. Make sure to subscribe to me on Rumble, rumble.com/SteveWillDoIt. I upload videos every single Thursday at 8:30 Eastern. Steve Will Do It videos. They're fun videos. I'm consistent. I do it every single week. So thank you guys so much. I love you. And just thank you for the support. I will see you guys next week, Tuesday at 10 a.m. And I'll see you Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Rumble. Rumble.com/Steve Will Do It. Love you guys.